let's get you back to On the Map. Here's Dave Plyer.
All right, on the map today is Grand Rapids, Michigan. From world-class attractions and outdoor recreation to nationally ranked food and craft beverage scenes, Grand Rapids, Michigan is filled with unexpected surprises. Tonight, we're going to explore why Grand Rapids is America's best beer city, the nation's craft beverage capital, a top 20 U.S. food city, plus the spectacular art, music, and family fun. And, of course, their Art Prize Fest that's happening in September. And to talk about it all is Kate Leto, Associate VP of Marketing, Experience Grand Rapids. Kate, welcome back to On the Map.
Hi, thank you.
Let's talk a little bit about the history of Grand Rapids, Michigan, and why it's so special.
Sure. Well, we've got a lot that is going on in Grand Rapids. And when I think history, I often think of our river that goes right through downtown Grand Rapids, the Grand River, aptly named. And, you know, it used to be used for logging. And we put in, there's a lot of dams that were put in. And we've got a big project underway to hopefully remove those dams, restore the river, and bring our rapids back to the river.
Oh, that's cool. Oh, that's very, very cool. Very cool. You know, I was also reading that personal finance website, WalletHub.com, named Grand Rapids America's top 20 summer travel destinations. And, you know, it's a great time to be there year-round. You got World of Winter and all kinds of other good stuff going on. But what is it about summer that makes it so fabulous?
Yeah, well, we all love summer in the Midwest, of course. But summer in Grand Rapids is awesome because we've got so many events going on. Pretty much every weekend from May through end of October, we've got a large-scale outdoor festival or event. Many are food-focused, culturally-focused, community festivals, oftentimes free admission, and really, really great food offerings is what I love the most about it. I know just a few weeks ago we had our Asian Pacific Fest, and they had tons of great food options. That was a really fun one to check out. But like I said, almost every weekend we've got something going on similar to that.
Yeah, let's kick it off with what's happening this weekend, the 16th, 17th. You've got both the Greek Cultural Festival and the Danish Festival. All kinds of stuff going on there. Parades, great food.
Yeah, you've got it. You know, we see a lot of overlap where there's multiple festivals going on in different areas of downtown Grand Rapids, or really all throughout our area, not just downtown. So that's a great example of multiple events going on at one time where you can bop around and check out different festivals and events. Related to that, too, we have our refreshment areas or our social zones. So Grand Rapids has the largest, I believe largest in Michigan, social zone, meaning that you can get a drink at a participating location and walk around downtown enjoying those beverages as you walk around on the street.
I love that. That's really unique. That is really unique that you can do that.
Yeah, that was one of those good things that happened from the whole pandemic that stayed.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you've got that Danish, and then next weekend you've got the Polish festival that's happening, which is Polish food, beer, music, and more. And then about 100,000 car lovers come on the 23rd through the 24th for the 28th Street Metro Cruise, and it's a two-day gathering featuring 350 show cars. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, Metro Cruise is always a big one. I've got a couple people on my team that are big car lovers, love going to that one. But really fun for, even if that's not your thing, something for everyone there to really have a good time and just stay busy in the summer.
And then the 24th and 25th, that same weekend, is also the Return to the River Festival, which is a lot of live music, entertainment, circus performers, food trucks. And that happens in several locations connected by the Riverwalk, right?
Yeah, that's right. Really all downtown, but they do a great job of using multiple parks and even like old parking lots that they turn into really cool activations for that festival. So Return to the River, I mentioned the river at the beginning. The river is a big deal in Grand Rapids and a big talking point, and that's really a celebration of the Grand River there in downtown.
And we all know summer does not end. I know my kids always think when back to school happens, which is in the next week or so, that summer's over. Summer is actually not over until toward the end of September. And the big event that you have that I really want to talk about is Art Prize. Talk about that.
Yeah, so Art Prize will kick off September 13th and run through the 28th. It is an annual event taking place every year, and it is our largest event by far. So multiple weeks. It is actually the world's most attended public art event, and we see really, really great art and crowds that come in to enjoy all of the art. About 1,600 artists this year from, I think it's 42 states and about 53 countries that are registered. So all over Grand Rapids, it's free to enjoy, walk around. Most of the art is out in public places. There's a lot of it that is indoors, but all of the businesses open their doors. When they sign up to be an artist venue, they agree to let the public come in, free of charge and check it all out. So really fun way to explore Grand Rapids, experience the downtown area, and see tons of great art and other cool things that pop up throughout Art Prize as well.
And let's talk a little bit about what's going on in the fall, as well as we get into later September and October.
Sure. Well, Art Prize goes through the 28th. So, you know, Art Prize is really the catalyst of a lot of different festivals and events and activities that take place. So the last day of Art Prize, our local Beer City Brewers Guild will be hosting their annual festival during Art Prize. It's free to the public, and then you buy the drink tokens. They do live music, food, games, all kinds of fun. So that's a way that you can experience Art Prize, but also go stop by for a beer, too, which is really great. And then tons of, you know, great fall, traditional fall fun, I would call it. So we have a lot of orchards. We are right near the Apple Ridge for the Fruit Ridge, excuse me, for in Michigan. And we have tons of orchards. They offer the really fun, fun for all ages, but the hay rides, the petting zoos, of course, apple picking, hard cider, all of those kinds of fun fall traditional things that we think of in Michigan, because we're very spoiled with all of our orchards. We've got tons and tons right within a quick driving distance. So great way to experience the fall, too.
Yeah, great thing to do it as a couple, or great thing to do as a family, too, right?
Definitely. Yep, I take my little kids. They love anything animal-related, and they always do a great job with the petting zoos and things like that at those orchards as well.
Besides that, I mean, experiencing Grand Rapids, and by the way, the website is experiencegr.com. There's some other great venues there to enjoy as well. There's two art museums, a zoo, several performing arts theaters. Let's talk a little bit about that. What do you have to offer?
Yeah, you gave a great overview. Something to add, we have a culture pass. So it's like an attraction pass where you can buy a 3-day pass for one price. Right now it's only $28, and you get admission for 3 days into multiple venues, mostly art and culture related. So that's a really great, affordable way, really affordable way to get into multiple attractions. You mentioned our zoo, which is really unique because it's really only about 2 miles from city center, so really close to downtown. And then we have the Frederick Meyer Gardens and Sculpture Park, about a 10-minute drive from downtown. Everything in Grand Rapids is really close drive, which is great. But that was ranked the best sculpture park by USA Today readers for multiple years in a row. And it is over 150 acres. They've got beautiful gardens. They've got sculpture. They've got art. Fun for families, too. They've got a lot of great kid activities and attractions there as well.
And I know on the Grand River downtown is the Grand Rapids Public Museum. The city owns the museum, but you have a nonprofit that runs the operations every day. But it really talks about the cultural history of the area.
Yeah, Public Museum is a great way to learn about the history for sure. There's a really cool exhibit in there called The Streets of Grand Rapids, and it shows what Grand Rapids looked like years ago, like founding days. And you can walk through it. It's all life-size. It's got a pharmacy in there. It's got different types of businesses that used to exist. So that's a really fun way to explore it for kids and adults. And then that museum also has a full planetarium, which is great check out. Yeah, right downtown there.
For out-of-town visitors, too, especially that we're in a presidential election season here, that the Gerald R. Ford Presidential Museum is a highlight, documenting his presidency, of course. He grew up in the area, represented the area for many years in Congress before his presidency. What's there to see there?
Yeah, so the Gerald R. Ford Presidential Museum, separate from the library and archives, which are in Ann Arbor, so the actual museum is located right downtown Grand Rapids, about a one-minute walk from that public museum we just talked about. Again, everything being compact, which is great, but it's a huge, really fun, well-done museum with some hands-on exhibits and lots to learn there. And also of note is that President Ford and First Lady Betty Ford are buried there, so there's a burial ground as well.
Let me ask you this. Now, you said you've got kids. What is their favorite museum or cultural experience in the city?
Yeah, well, that one we haven't talked about yet. So the Grand Rapids Children's Museum is right downtown as well, and really great for, especially for younger kids. My kids are small, so they love that one. That one is very hands-on, very children-focused. You actually can't even enter if you don't have a kid with you, just for safety reasons. So they love that one, but we go to them all. They love all of them. There's something really great for kids at almost every attraction here.
All right, cool. Well, we will talk about the food and dining options, where to stay, and so much more. We're talking to Kate Lido, Associate VP of Marketing, Experience Grand Rapids. Her website is experiencegr.com, and we'll have more after the news next.
Let's get you back to On the Map. Here's Dave Plyer.
All right, we're talking to Kate Lido, Associate Vice President of Marketing, Experience Grand Rapids. Their website is experiencegr.com. So food and dining, such a highlight for Grand Rapids. Let's talk about the dining options and some of the unique places there. There's over 130 restaurants in the area.
Yeah, that number is probably just in the downtown area. Grand Rapids as a whole, definitely a lot more than that. But we've got tons of food and dining options, and I have small kids. I don't get out as much as I used to, and I wish I could. I've got a whole backlog of a list of places I still want to try, but really great options popping up all over the place in Grand Rapids.
Let's talk about some of the highlights that people can look up and visit.
Yeah, well, one of the newer restaurants that's gaining a lot of attraction is called Jin Jin's, which is over on Bridge Street. Really walkable from Convention Center, right downtown area, Bridge Street is. And Jin Jin's is on my mind because I recently went there. Really just a fun, unique vibe in downtown and adds to the Bridge Street vibe. So Grand Rapids, there's a couple of really cool nightlife streets, and Bridge Street being one of them. There are multiple breweries right there. There are multiple restaurants on the street, lots of bars, and just a fun way to kind of bop around to different places all throughout the night, all on one street.
And I know one of the places that won Restaurant of the Year is the Grove Restaurant. And, you know, it's really kind of the food and the dining options rotate with the farming seasons. But a lot of award-winning chefs, and what I love about it, a lot of vegetarian and gluten-free options as well.
Yeah, Grove is another one on a great street. That's over in Uptown, a different neighborhood, so a couple minutes from downtown Grand Rapids, but very close by. And it's just a beautiful, like, brick tree-lined street, kind of an old quintessential street that I love checking out, lots of shopping. But Grove is definitely a bucket list restaurant in Grand Rapids for anyone that's looking for something a little bit more elevated and definitely seasonal, using those seasonal ingredients.
We talked about the downtown refreshment area where you can walk around and cocktail. There's also a Grand Rapids Downtown Market. Tons of shopping there.
Yeah, Grand Rapids Downtown Market is a really fun place that you can shop. You can eat almost like a really, I would say, elevated food court type situation. So if I have a lot of friends in town and we don't all want to agree on something, or maybe I'm going out with coworkers, we can go there. People can get what they want. Someone wants tacos, they get that. I usually get the Thai place. There's all different options for people, and then we can all meet up and eat it together. So a great way to check out tons of different dining options right there in Grand Rapids. And we have seen, a lot of times people use this as a stepping stone. So they'll start there with a small space where they're starting their business, and then they grow and grow into a larger business in the area.
And I know just outside of downtown Grand Rapids is the Fulton Street Farmers Market, and that happens fruits, vegetables, flowers, and more all summer long.
Yes, it's actually year-round, but they have more hours in the summer for sure. But the Fulton Street Market is a beautiful farmers market and gets really busy and fun on a Saturday. They bring in music and food trucks and all types of stuff, but they have tons of vendors, the local farms. We're really lucky with a lot of area farms right here in the area, so they all come together, and you nailed it with the food, the shopping. There's lots of flower vendors and just really fun way to taste all of different things in Grand Rapids.
And I know Flights of Flavor is a big deal. It's a digital pass to experience food and drink flights throughout Grand Rapids, and that's beer flights, it's ice cream, wine and cheese, pizza, coffee, waffles, and mimosas. There's a lot to offer, but that's a really unique thing that you guys offer there.
Yeah, that was new last year, and we're really excited to see it grow. So Flights of Flavor, we've got about 35 different participating locations, and like you said, it's not just beer flights. So a lot of times people just think beer when they hear flight, and of course there are some beer flights in the past, but there's a lot more. There's, ice cream flights are one of my favorites. It's such a fun way to, I can never decide what ice cream I want. but there's lots of different ones. We've got margarita flights. We've got wine and cheese flights, a cupcake flight. So definitely not all alcohol either. There's lots of different options for whatever you're looking for, really, whether that's a full meal or a dessert or just a little snack. And something else fun with Flights of Flavor is that we've got a digital pass where you can check in along the way, earning points. We've got prizes that you can get for those points, too. So if you get enough points, you can earn T-shirts, you can earn, like, flight charcuterie boards, actual gifts and prizes. Or if you don't want to take home any type of a gift, we also have a way that you can donate it to a charity, which is our local culinary school's scholarship fund.
That's
so
cool.
You can take your points and turn them into dollars for the scholarship fund, too.
I love it. And Grand Rapids is also known for the beer scene as well. There's a Beer City Brewsader. You can download an app and visit about 8 breweries, get a free T-shirt. But you can take a guided beer tour as well so that someone else can do the driving.
Yes, we always recommend that. Definitely the safe consumption side of it. But we do have the Brewsader Passport app. So that's an actual app in the Apple or Android store. And you go to 8 different locations. Get a free T-shirt after that. Really great way to check out different parts of town, too. We've got breweries all over our county and all over the Grand Rapids area. So that's just been a fun way. I think we are on about year 8-ish, and we've given out over 25,000 T-shirts. So lots of people checking out lots of the breweries here in the area.
And, of course, there's great places to stay because when you're coming there, especially from Chicago, from hotels and bed and breakfast, there's a lot of choices there.
Yeah, we've got over 100 hotels in the area and really something for every price point or every type of experience you're looking for. All the big brands that you would think of. Right downtown, a unique property we have is the Amway Grand Plaza Hotel, and that is an old historic hotel right in downtown Grand Rapids, really connected to the convention center. So that's a really popular one for people that are looking for something that's a little bit more unique. It's a really large property, so it's not by any means like a small boutique unique hotel, but it's something a little bit different, and they are a Hilton-run property, so people with the Hilton points like that, too.
All right. Well, you can find out all this and more at experiencegr.com. Kate, thanks for joining us on the map once again, and we'll see you in Grand Rapids.
Great. Thank you.
All right. Katie Anderson from Anderson's Candy will join us after a look at your traffic.